Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Thursday. Today is the day, Hall of Fame kickoff. Now, a lot of you are skeptical. Why would we bet the preseason? We're going to explain to you why it can be one of the most profitable times of the year. Specifically tonight, the Raiders, there's been money on the Las Vegas Raiders, now favored by 2.5 over Jacksonville. Aaron Rodgers, there's now conversation about drug use, a drug that's on the banned substance list. Could he be suspended? What's going to happen? The Vegas market has not yet adjusted. The Steelers signed holdout wide receiver, and even so, they are supposed to have the first losing season in Tomlin's career as a head coach based upon the win total. Here comes a 4 Hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ live in Las Vegas, live on a Thursday, live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. But this is it. People have been counting it down. I know preseason you might scoff, Hall of Fame game especially. But like we said, it means football, real football is around the corner. And if you follow the camps and all that, it's nice to see. You know, it's funny about the camps, man. When you get a hardcore fan, they're not debating about their quarterback oftentimes or the starters. It's like, oh, yeah, our fifth-round pick, D-back, I really think he's going to be something. And, like, the hope is 3 years from now, he's like the nickel corner. But when you really dig into these teams and become a hardcore, if you in that mode of a hardcore fan, that's where the real drama is and the narratives are. So we're joined, AJ Hoffman. AJ, let me ask you a question. You, even with or without a press pass, you know, when you were eventually barred from the facility, you were following Houston like very closely.
Of course. Yeah. That was my job. It was one of the biggest parts of my job in Houston.
Exactly. And which makes it really lamentable you were barred. But it does bring up the question, were you just swept up in? I know you kept your impartialness and all that, but like, who was going to make the team between these two guys that both are going to play special teams, and one's in his third year, one's in his, you know, undrafted rookie? Like, that is, there's a lot of, if you go to those team blogs, you know, like, each team has, like, you know, like somehow SB Nation somehow or sometimes does it, or I think they do for all teams. And then there's independent blogs where these are guys that live it. They're out trying to get advertising and they're trying to make their 80,000. Yeah. Oftentimes during camp, it's all about the cut line and all that.
Yeah, and it's for me, it didn't matter that much because most of those were the last players on the roster, so those didn't matter much to me as someone who was going to be talking about the team's wins and losses and day-to-day stuff. But there are certain, like you said, the hardcores, these are some of the most important times. Those last few cuts mean the world to some of these guys.
You really are about as heartless as a man can get, I think. Like, think of what you just said. You said, well, my job was, and it immersed you into this. It's almost like when you watch, like the shows that fall, you know, like HBO has the show Hard Knocks, where they, you know, the cameras are behind the scenes and they're following everything. And is that still HBO? I think it is, right?
Yep.
But it's like you end up caring about that guy who's like the undrafted free agent. But somehow you are impervious to that. You could have met these people. You probably interviewed these people. And then come the cut, it's like your heart didn't. Like if they had an EKG, it would just stay. It wouldn't move.
Yeah, I was staying smooth. Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Smooth? Heartless?
Yeah,
smooth?
I mean, my heart didn't start racing. It didn't impact me much, honestly.
Exactly.
Like, it's every year. There's guys coming in that you know are just not going to be there, and if you get yourself emotionally attached to these guys, all you're going to do is give yourself a bunch of grief. Who needs that?
So now we just got to the heart of it, no pun intended. That all the upsets and trauma from your youth is it made you where you didn't want to be upset anymore. Don't upset AJ. Don't upset him. He doesn't like to be upset.
That's
Is it kind of like that?
I don't know. I haven't been on a couch to know. You can analyze me. That's fine with me.
I had you stammering there, buddy. We are straight out of Vegas. And listen, if you live or die, AJ won't really care. So don't worry about that, all right? Just you do it for yourself.
Life goes on.
Exactly. Life goes on. That's what your kids are going to say when they're doing the eulogy to you. Life goes on, Dad.
Right.
It was a good run.
That's just the facts.
It's true. That is true. All right. So let's talk facts. Let's talk dollars and cents. Here's the guy. This is the best thing I can tell you this show. Nothing else is going to be this useful. In general, I can tell you exactly how much opportunity there is in any sport to bet, even if I've never heard of the sport. Yeah, here's how. What's the limits? Because the bookies want to take the biggest bets they can. They would love to take a $1 billion bet. You know why they don't? It's because they're uncertain about how much of an edge they have. Now, at a certain point, at millions and millions of dollars, it becomes about bankroll management, right? So even if you went to like the Bellagio and said, I want to bet $1 billion on one roll of the dice, they wouldn't let you because even though they know they have an edge, let's say in craps, they don't want to risk like their entire net worth of the company on one roll.
But yeah, they don't want to lose a casino on a roll of dice.
Yeah, so other than that one extreme, in general, they're going to take as big a bet as they can when they know they have an edge. So if someone's a whale at blackjack, for example, a whale, W-H-A-L-E, is someone who bets gigantic money. That's a term that you've probably heard. And they fly those guys in. If you saw the movie Casino, it depicted it. You know, if they want to leave, they try to get them not to leave. There's a great gambling movie called Owning Mahoney that Philip Seymour Hoffman played, a gambling addict from Canada. It's a famous story. And he ended up losing, I think, like $15 million of a bank's embezzled money. And he liked fried chicken. So whenever he came to town, they had the chef making new fried chicken every 15 minutes
just thinking at one point he's going to want some fried chicken, and they kept dumping the other, you know, when it got cold. You know why? Because that cost of that chicken is nothing compared to the theoretical hold the casino has when a guy's betting that much money. So they will do anything to, you know, or almost anything to get a whale and make him happy. So why are the limits less than gigantic in the preseason, for example? It's because the bookies know that the best bettors know a lot more than they know. And they're just trying not to get, they're trying to get enough public action. People flipping coins effectively, Barney at the bar, that the
people betting on their favorite team.
It might be their favorite team, or they might be betting against a team they hate. Like last year, there was Green Bay against Houston. You hate Houston, or at least you thought they were going to lose. And you said, Green Bay must be a good bet. Well, it was your first lesson, AJ. How'd that turn out?
Yeah. I learned my lesson. I'm 0-1 betting preseason NFL now.
And here's the beauty of it. In general, bad teams are good in the preseason, and here's why. One, they have higher draft choices. Think of the Jets in general. Now, again, you got a second-year coach. You got to consider the coach. I mean, we'll talk about Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens have an amazing preseason streak, to the point of people being mad at Harbaugh for getting people injured, trying to win, or at least seemingly risking injury to try to win a preseason game. But you know what? Historically, the best coaches have cared about the preseason. They think winning is a habit. They think losing is a habit. Bill Parcells was famous. There was a lot of houses built, literally, from bettors that bet Parcells in the preseason. Belichick isn't as extreme, but, you know, Harbaugh is. The history of the coaches really matter. Do they emphasize offense or defense? You can win with totals, over-unders because of that. Also, every team has a dress rehearsal game. It used to be game number three. So the first, now remember, if you play Hall of Fame, you get an extra preseason game, which actually is a big advantage in week one, which is next week, because now you're playing your second game. The other team's playing their first. So there's a ton. I mean, we could do nothing but preseason handicapping stuff. And it would be, you know, for the hardcore batter, it would be interesting. We won't do that. But there's so many angles to it. And a great one is, how well has the team been doing up to this point in the preseason? Because once a team get, what a team doesn't want to do is, if it's a bad team, especially, is go 0-4 in the preseason, because now they lose the first two regular season games, and it used to be 6-game losing streak. Right now it's 3, right, instead of 4, and that makes the dress rehearsal game less clear. It used to be game 3, and game 4 was always just for the cut line guys. So in a weird way, the emphasis used to be on how much is this like a regular game. It used to be that game 3 was the most like it, game 2 was the second most, game 1 was the third, and game 4 was the least like it. Well, now that's changed. Some people make game 3 their dress rehearsal. So, which is effectively the last game, where others are making it game 2. So this is all about reading, and there's people on Twitter, if you know the beat writers for each team, follow them. They're in the press conferences, and they're going to tweet out right when they find, hey, quarterback's playing XYZ. Now, here's amount of time. Here's another factor is if you play the quarterback, you have to play the offensive line. You can't put a starting quarterback in with the backup offensive line, because if he gets hurt, you're going to lose your job probably. So now, in a way, the quarterback is not only important, but he's a proxy for what the other offensive players are going to do starter-wise. So, AJ, just kind of did a brain dump there. What jumps out at you?
Well, what you said about the quarterbacks playing or not playing, that's going to be the case tonight. It looks like Jacksonville's top two quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Beathard, both sitting out tonight's game.
Okay, so, when you're as good as Trevor Lawrence, why would you need any reps?
got it all figured out, but I guess that speaks to how much you're going to see of the regulars in general now for Jacksonville, because it wouldn't make much sense to have the entire starting offensive line out there.
See, I disagree with that. I think in general, I agree with you in that it shows what the intention of the coach is. How much are they focused on winning and losing? Yes. But there's no reason that if they wanted the offensive line to get reps, that having a backup quarterback makes them more prone to injury. Right. So, if you know, and I'm not sure what they're doing on the O-line tonight, but what I'm saying in general is if you have the starting quarterback, you certainly are going to have the starting offensive line. If you have a backup quarterback, I think it lends itself to a backup line, but you're not as sure.
Would you say now that they've kind of scaled back the preseason, do you think that there are less reps that are being taken by the first team guys? It seems like it's now more
Wouldn't it naturally be the opposite, though?
I thought so, but it just feels like last year it seemed like there were less reps being taken by the starters. It was like, if we assume you're a starter, you're just going to take a couple and get out of there, and we'll let everybody else kind of shuffle themselves in or out. But it seems like now they're giving more credit to the guys that they know they want out there starting come week one.
You're right, and I don't think it's across the league. I think it's very team specific. So, for example, McVay has been famous. I mean, remember last year, new quarterback who happens to have tendonitis at this point. Boy, he won that Super Bowl. Now there's all kind of trouble but for your boy. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that what the Rams have done and what other teams have done, if I recall, Green Bay does this now under the new regime, is it's a situation where they're not going to play their starters no matter what, right? Or at least their quarterback. And not even for a snap. Like the big thing, even the dress rehearsal would be, you want to play them 2+ quarters because you want them to have one experience of playing the first quarter, second quarter, go in for halftime, then have to come out and play again, right? Because you don't really replicate that typically. You're playing, you have a 20-minute break, now you're playing again. And that was the old school way. And some coaches still do that. So you got to understand what has the coach done in his career and what has he done last year? Because that's going to be the most telling, because it was, it did decrease the number of games. I would have thought that would have emphasized it more. But like I've seen Chicago's talking that they're going to play almost, it looks like a lot of starters, a lot of the game, including Fields in week one. So this is, you can't bet these preseason games unless you understand what the rotation of the starters is going to be. And that's all about information, and it's all pretty much available on the web. Closing thoughts, AJ.
And both coaches tonight, first-time coaches, at least with these teams, Doug Peterson and Josh McDaniels, who have both been coaches elsewhere, but first time with these particular teams.
Yeah, and I think the way, in general, the league's moving away from playing the players. So if a coach didn't play him in his former stint, I think it's very unlikely they're going to convert to play them now. If they did play them, I would still be uncertain if they will because of the way the league has gone.
Yeah.
But my understanding is at Denver, he didn't play his starters very much in that. What was it, one preseason or I guess two? I can't remember. I think he had two preseasons in Denver.
So if he didn't play him much then, you assume it's going to be less, either equal to or less now.
Yes, because the general trend is down. Yeah. And I don't think you're either going to follow that or you're going to be impervious to it, but you're probably not going to buck it because your initial inclination was whatever it was, right? So guys that did play at their first stint, their starters a lot, I think it's either they do or they won't. If they didn't, I almost think it's sure they won't because it would take bucking the trend to go up now. All right, so
yeah,
let's
that
do
makes
this.
A lot of sense.
Let's take our first break. We're going to talk about some other issues, but in the final block in D, as we call it, but the last part of the hour, we're going to be talking about tonight's game more specifically. Might even have a pick on it. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about drugs. We're going to be talking about psychedelic drugs and Aaron Rodgers soon.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words and the heavens.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
So, recapping simply segment number one, when the bookies are scared, you should be greedy. When the bookies are greedy, you should be scared. And the bookies are scared in the preseason. The limits are tiny. That means there's opportunity. And we'll be breaking it down the entire preseason right here, including tonight's game, Hall of Famer, before the end of the hour. Great day to join. Also, we were talking earlier today what topics we wanted to cover, and AJ kept going, Aaron Rodgers, drugs, drugs, Aaron Rodgers. Like, he would alternate it, drugs, Aaron Rodgers, drugs. And then he kept sending me texts like, ayahuasca is illegal in 28 states. Dude, you were passionate about this topic, weren't you?
I thought that it was ironic that everybody's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers using ayahuasca in the offseason, like it's not a big deal. When I feel like if some other player, let's just say for this hypothetical, an African-American player said that he used illicit drugs in the offseason, it wouldn't just be like, oh, that's clever and interesting and quirky. It just feels like Aaron Rodgers gets a pass because he's this oddball dude.
Well, first off, is this story broke today, correct?
Yes.
What could
he went on the Aubrey Marcus podcast and
all right. So why don't we define this story first of all?
Okay. He's Aaron Rodgers went on a podcast and admitted to using ayahuasca in South America, which is a psychedelic drug, and he says that's what helped him to win back-to-back NFL MVPs in 2020 and 21. He says it was the universe bringing things to happen when they're supposed to happen.
I don't think I've ever heard someone like you. I truly believe like Joe McCarthy could have read the Communist Manifesto without the sneers in their voice that you had when reading that. You go, ayahuasca. And then you go, you know, and then he said, I mean, man, can't you just present the facts without it being biased and then win the argument?
Aaron Rodgers did DMT. He thinks it helped
his pro
football
career. Just to be clear,
career.
So DMT and ayahuasca, what's the connection?
DMT is the active drug in ayahuasca,
okay.
Or the active psychedelic in ayahuasca.
A lot of people – now, ayahuasca is something that, if I'm not mistaken, has been used by American Indians and such as part of their like their culture of you know, shaman and all that stuff, right? Sweat
yes.
lodges. I mean, I saw the Beverly Hills 90210 when Dylan and Brandon went to a sweat lodge. It was trippy. You know, so I don't know.
I'm sure it was very similar.
Okay.
Although Aaron Rodgers says his experience was on a beach.
Okay, so the consequences you say that haven't come, when would they have came between this morning and now? The league should have came in and suspended him?
No.
Or what?
No, and I don't think there will be consequences. One of the things
you're speculating. You're saying you don't think they will be, but it's kind of hard to say I'm going to indict the league for not acting when it would be impossible for them to have acted up to this point.
What I'm saying is the public is reacting differently than they would be if Antonio Brown came out and said, I did cocaine this offseason, and it really helped my game. I think people would lose their minds over that.
Now, what is your personal, and as a father, what is your feelings about drugs and legalization? And, you know, marijuana, for example, legal in Nevada.
I don't really have a problem with drugs necessarily. I think that obviously you'd like to see people be able to manage their own behaviors on drugs, but I'm not like some.
Isn't that one of the aspects of drugs? Is both in the moment and in the long term that your ability to use your discipline to dictate your actions when you're drunk or high, or your addiction if you do become addicted. Isn't that kind of the point in the fact they were illegal in some still are and many were for a long time, like marijuana, is because, yeah, in the perfect world, it probably doesn't hurt you. But in other worlds, it increases the chance of car wrecks and of bad decisions.
Sure.
And so what you're saying is take away all the bad of drugs and I'm okay with it. But that's not the way it is. So how do you decide?
I am for people. I'm for people having the choice to do drugs if they
like
want to do drugs.
You like to say you're for freedom. You like. I know
I
that's your default.
I think sending people to jail over drugs is silly unless you commit a crime while you're on drugs, and then you committed a crime. So
what
that's
about
different. I don't
drugs?
Think drugs should be a crime.
What about dealing drugs?
I think dealing drugs to kids should be a crime. I think otherwise, you got to get them from somewhere.
So, but you don't have to take. I mean, the society is attempting. I know you want to joke and get away from this hard-hitting questioning.
I'm not trying to. That's what I really feel. I feel like if you give drugs to kids, you should be persecuted for it.
I know. It's the Godfather, right? I got it, right? Keep it away from children. I mean, I'm following. But that's the easy stuff. This is what Straight Out of Vegas does. We go past the easy stuff quickly and get to the hard stuff. That's it. No kids, right? No, you shouldn't be able to Mickey a girl in a bar. I got that, right? We got that all figured out. Now the question is, what about Aaron Rodgers? Is this wrong? Are we talking about how you object to it? Or are you talking about the fact that it feels like it's hypocritical and there's a double standard? And regardless of what your drug position was, Aaron Rodgers should have to follow the same as Antonio Brown. Is that your main point?
The latter is my main point, yes. I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers doing ayahuasca. I just think it's funny that everyone's acting like it's no big deal when if this were a different player, I think people would be making a big hubbub of it.
So you think this is a racial matter?
I do.
Okay. Is it now, if a white guy were doing marijuana, was doing excessive marijuana, and let's say it was, I don't know what the, I think the league, it's still illegal, but they don't test for it. Is that the way things are now?
Yeah, okay. And your first offense, you get put into a program. You're not.
But how can there
after
be an offense if they don't test for it?
That's a good question. That's just what that's the way it reads.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it strikes me that if there's a guy that had, let's say, a white guy with dreadlocks, and he kind of, let's say, had presented himself culturally as similarly to a lot of African Americans, would we object to him, or would society or the group you're saying is looking at this and saying it's okay, would they object to that, or because he's white, they'd say, oh, that's cool, he's finding himself?
I think a white hippie type guy saying, well,
yeah,
I tried psychedelics.
It wouldn't be hippie, because that's almost like that's kind of out of that's anachronistic in a way. Like, there aren't really many hippies anymore.
Aaron Rodgers is a hippie.
Well, he certainly has a free spirit about him. He does. But Aaron Rodgers is almost 40 years old, right? I mean, the typical players that are going to be getting into drug problems are like 15 years younger than him. So, Mackenzie, is his mic working now or not? How's your mic?
Yes, tested. Working fine.
Good. So let's bring you. I mean, you used to hang out with drug dealers, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, is that true or not?
Yes. Okay. When I first got to Vegas, a good friend of mine was a drug dealer.
One of your first stories you told was that you were held captive by police for the little complex, right? So the rental cops.
Las Vegas mall cops.
Yeah,
right.
Mall cops held you hostage like for like 12 hours or something, right?
3 hours. It felt like 12.
Okay, but that was like the second story you ever told us. So you weren't hiding it. So, okay, now the nation knows, all right? Is Mike Shanahan's nephew hung with drug dealers in Vegas. Run with it if you want, aggregators. It's up to you. But the fact is, you've got some strong feelings on drugs. First of all, let's get specific. Do you think it's about black and white, or is it about the culture of marijuana use that people would find more objectionable than they find the hippy-dippy psychedelics?
I think it's both. I think the cultural differences would I don't think if a black person said I did ayahuasca, it would be treated in the same way. If a black person said they did cocaine, it'd be treated in a different way even than that. So it's not one thing or the other, it's both.
Okay, so you're saying if it was identical actions and the actions were psychedelic or the drug was psychedelic, there's a long history in this country amongst the intelligentsia, amongst the real thinkers that are setting trends, is that the finding yourself through psychedelics is a valid direction. Steve Jobs is on record as saying there would be no Apple company if I didn't do LSD. Now, that's a strong statement. I mean, the guy that's probably one of the top five contributors of the last 50 years are culture, effectively. I mean, the iPhone has changed the world.
Yeah.
Now, so I'm not saying it makes it okay. I'm saying a guy doing cocaine, that story is all the NBA players that lost their careers over it because they, you know, physically couldn't play as well. That there's no one saying I invented this great thing because I was all coked out. But with psychedelics, there is a history of that. It doesn't mean they're not dangerous. It doesn't mean you should do a bunch of them. But can we agree that in our culture, there is a more permissiveness to psychedelics, all the way to the point of microdosing becoming a huge part of psychiatric treatment,
yeah,
right?
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. It is more socially acceptable, it seems.
And maybe rightfully so.
Maybe so. It does seem like it's got more benefits to it than the heroin, certainly. If you're saying if you made a list of the benefits of something, I see that there could be some benefits to using these psychedelics.
The screenwriter of The West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, said 100% of The West Wing was written when I was high on cocaine. I don't think he would say that if he was a black guy, because I don't think he'd be accepted.
That's interesting. Now, it kind of makes sense now that I've seen The West Wing, but all right, let's do this. That one was a good point. I'm going to ponder, but I'll have a response, and you know it's going to be really good. First, though,
be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Boy, the Ravens and those injuries in the preseason, you combine that with their emphasis on winning, you got to wonder if that intensity from Harbaugh nonstop doesn't cause some of this.
I also I noticed Isaac Lowenkron said, bad news, Ravens injury, and I know you were thinking, not bad news to me.
No, I don't want the guy to, you know, I want him to be hurt. I want him to be fine, just hurt so much he can't play. That's all.
Okay, well, there you got it.
Yeah, so, okay, couple thoughts here. One is, you know, McKenzie tried to trick me, and that's what those Ivy Leaguers do. But if you actually think about it, is Aaron Sorkin didn't say anything about that the West Wing was better because of the cocaine. In fact, if you think about it, maybe he's in a way explaining away the excesses of the West Wing by saying that. We don't even know if it's a true story. But in a way, if you said, yeah, there's brilliant moments in it, but there's some stuff that's pretty wacky and not so good. Well, yeah, I was all coked out. In a way, that explains it. So, McKenzie, I don't think that's really as applicable as Steve Jobs saying there wouldn't be an Apple if it weren't for psychedelics.
Now, think about the iPhone, perfectly concise, the West Wing not perfectly concise, very flowery language.
Exactly. All right, now moving on. Russia. I'm going to solve this problem right now. But here's a little piece of advice on Russia, just for everyone out there. When you get into a conflict, it might be a legal conflict, it might be a boyfriend, girlfriend, someone got with your girl, you think you've escalated things, like things are, DEFCON 5 or whatever, or 1. I can't remember what direction it goes. But here, I think 1 is higher than 5.
Threat level red.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's always, often, a level beyond that. Scorched earth is what they call it. So sometimes there'll be two parties, and if anyone saw Succession, remember now, the son was Kendall was going after the old man hard, but the old man had the murder or the homicide, or I guess you call it whatever, manslaughter that his kid did that he covered up. His wife said, why don't we do something about it? And he kind of was like, well, it's not that time. All right. So what I think the United States did wrong in this Ukraine situation was supporting Ukraine. Hey, I don't disagree, but the idea that we went as hard as we could with the embargoes and all that and all the different restrictions. It was like, now Russia has nothing to lose. What can you threaten? It's like death row again. There's nothing to lose on death row. What can you threaten Russia with, short of nuclear war, that you haven't done already? So now what's their motivation not to keep the player, right? Who seemingly broke the laws of the country.
Yeah.
So I hate the idea that a player is over there, but I also think part of it has to do with the fact if we had something to give Russia, right, or a concession to make, or if we said, hey, we're going to do this if you don't let her go.
Yeah, if we had something to take from Russia if they didn't do what we asked, but we've already done that.
We took it all, and they're still okay seemingly. So, in general, understand when something escalates, is it finally that last version? Because then nothing matters, right? Women,
yeah,
children,
really
whatever's
point.
Happening is happening. But in this case, it's not that. Even in World War II, right, there was a Geneva Convention. You couldn't just do anything. Now, listen, Germany did a lot of stuff. Japan did a lot of stuff. So, war crimes, right? We can debate that. But in general, even in a world war, there's going to be rules, which means there's a level of intensity even beyond that. And if I didn't do psychedelics, AJ, I would have never been able to say it like that. Because in college, I did experiment. I can't lie. It's been a long time, but I did experiment. So when we come back, we'll wrap up the Aaron Rodgers talk, and then we're going to talk about tonight's game. We're going to do a Vegas betting preview. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the word, then the hammer's gonna fall. The government runs.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Okay, so you were hot to trot on this Aaron Rodgers stuff. I think you might be a little premature. We don't know if he's going to get in trouble. I think we can agree, and there's no doubt, that the public generally is going to be more accepting of psychedelics than, I mean, some people aren't going to accept any drugs, right? They're going to hate them all. Some people are going to be okay with any of them. But in the middle, there are going to be more people that are conceptually going to be, you know, if it's something's used for religion with the Indians, it obviously has some spiritual element to it. What's your conclusion here? Like, what do you want? Do you want Aaron Rodgers banned? Do you want him jailed?
No,
what do you want?
And as I looked up today, how long does DMT stay in your system? It's less than 24 hours. So even if they said, we're going to test you now, Aaron, well, good luck proving it. I mean, it feels like this is something that's it's done and gone, and it's not going to affect anything.
Plus, if you're in another country, you know, maybe he might have checked with his lawyer, and that was a big distinction, too. I don't know. You know who Aaron Rodgers reminds me of? And we're going to be breaking tonight's game down Vegas style here in a minute. He reminds me of the quarterback from Varsity Blues. Dawson.
What was his name?
From
Dawson's
Creek.
I can't remember his name in the character. I know what you're talking about. James Vanderbeek is the actor.
Yeah, none of that matters. The quarterback in Varsity Blues. Who was he? He was a guy whose spirit was different than football, but he was good at football.
Because Aaron Rodgers is the antithesis of a meathead. And I don't find him particularly intelligent, to be honest, but he certainly has an expansive worldview. He's not letting the cliches of football dictate to him. And like Tom Brady, I think, is probably have a higher IQ, if I had to guess, than Aaron Rodgers. But Brady has used that IQ to buy into football. Aaron Rodgers, it seems like from a young age, didn't even like so much. He was so good at it, but he couldn't turn away from it because he was so good at it.
I agree.
And these are ways for him to, I think, establish himself as other than the typical NFL player. And you know what? In that regard, I'm sympathetic to it. Because I think any outsiders in any field are usually the most important people because they can push a sport or a culture in a certain direction on the fringes where the people in the middle are just going along for the ride. So I don't like Aaron Rodgers particularly, but I sympathize with him trying to change the meatheadness of football, which I think is changing in general. Because, like, with all the you look at the coaches now, you don't have the stern guys. You've got player coaches who are smart, who use computers and analytics. It feels like the sport's moving in Aaron Rodgers' direction. He's just fighting the old battle. He's fighting against a Tom Landry or a Mike Ditka. But those guys aren't around as much anymore.
Well, and the expectation is that you're going to love nothing. You're going to live and breathe football. Nothing else is going to come close to it. And I think with Aaron Rodgers, we'll always have questions. What if Aaron Rodgers cared about football the same way Tom Brady did? What could Aaron Rodgers have been? I think those types of things, those questions make things interesting. And in a way, like you said, sympathetic, I feel like almost in a way disappointing. Like I wonder what Aaron Rodgers could have been had he just devoted himself fully to it.
But really, deciding between the two is the crux of the question. Would it be better to quash all of your human tendencies and become a robo quarterback, Marinovich? That didn't work out so well. Or no. To be a Hall of Famer and still be yourself? That sounds like almost the dream in a way, right?
Except well, the fact that he's so good that he was able to do it without it being like his sole priority is it's pretty telling of his talents.
He was worried about his soul. It wasn't just football; it was his sole priority. Again, that's LSD helping. Again, it's been 20-plus years, but still, I don't know. All right, McKenzie, what was the opening line in tonight's game? What's the current line?
Opening line was Raiders -1. It went to Pick'em before it was announced that Lawrence would be out for the Jaguars. Now it's Raiders -2.5.
Okay, so were the Raiders upgraded because Lawrence is playing or not? I'm confused, because if Lawrence plays, you think it would upgrade the opponent.
Yes, the Raiders have been upgraded since Trevor Lawrence was announced out on Tuesday. They're okay. Now -2.5, the Raiders.
Yeah, I understand. He's like some like grandma that or grandpa. Someone's making a joke and he doesn't get the joke. Yeah, I'm saying that maybe Trevor Lawrence not playing shouldn't be a bad thing for the Jacksonville Jags.
Ah.
Yeah. Huh?
So I didn't get that.
You didn't do a bunch of acid in college, did you?
Exactly.
See?
I missed out.
All right. Now, and by the way, all joking aside, we're at the end of the show. Is I have seen more people burn out and affected in a bad way by LSD than any drug. I mean, seriously. So as much as I think you could see the point of experimenting, I think it's super dangerous, too. So be careful would be my advice.
There's like a hard line where it starts to affect you really negatively, right?
You don't know where that line is. I'm passing tonight. If I had to lean, I would lean with Jacksonville. I don't think it's worse without Lawrence, but it's just a lean. Good show, AJ.
I love that that's your theory on the game. As Lawrence is out, upgrade the Jags. If you missed any of today's show, including a discussion on ayahuasca, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas.
Straight out of Vegas!
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.